Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's significant progress in coal production. The participants are Narendra Taneja, energy expert, and Rituraj Barua, journalist.
So Taneja ji, we have recently seen the achievement of 1 billion ton coal production for India. It seems quite significant, given that we have seen times when we were coal deficit. We imported coal, played a major role in terms of power, in terms of supply to power plants and generation of power. How do you view this situation? And how do you view the situation compared to the October 2021? There was a crisis sort of situation from then to now, 1 billion ton. Can you tell how do you view this increase in coal production?
Well, if you look at the latest data, that in this fiscal, we have produced 1 billion ton of coal, which is, of course, a major record. And also at the same time, when you look at the history, especially the years that you just talked about, I think it's very clear that we have come a very, very long way. So when we talk of coal in terms of 1 billion ton, you know, production capacity, that's, of course, a great news for us, the economy is concerned, especially when you look at the country in terms of energy security and, of course, energy growth, self-reliance, and so on. So this is a major, major achievement. And of course, as an Indian, I feel very proud about it. And at the same time, as an Indian, I feel very nice that, okay, coal, which is the backbone of India's energy security, is doing so well. You talked about our dependence on imports. Of course, whenever we are able to kind of boost domestic production of energy, in this case, coal, it helps us to reduce our dependence on imports. And I've seen data, the latest data, which basically talked about that here we are talking about, we have imports have declined by almost 8.4 to 8.6%, which is quite significant in terms of our overall the energy consumption, coal consumptions in particular, and also saving hard currency. So we have saved significant amount of hard currency in the region of about 5 to 5.5 billion US dollars, which is a lot of money. And at the same time, more importantly, that it shows that we have actually strengthened India's energy security even more. And why do I say that? I say that because when you look at India's, the role of coal in power generation in the country is significant, is very, very high. We roughly 73 to 74% of electricity that we consume in India is coming from coal-fired power plants, coal-fired. And when you look at the India's overall energy mix, again, the role of coal is very, very significant. It's more than 50% in the region, about 53.5 to 55%, which is very significant. So when you look at all these data and you look at the scenario, and especially look now that what we have achieved in terms of 1 billion ton of coal production is remarkable. And it gives us the comfort that we are more secure than ever before in terms of energy. And we also that we are more secure in terms of availability of electricity to our both our consumers, we talk about farmers, we're talking about families, we are talking about households, we are talking about small and medium-sized units, and of course, we are talking about our IT centers across the country and the new generation industrial plants and factories and all manufacturing units. So when you look at this picture, this is actually a very, very significant number, and this is a very, very significant development.
For the benefit of our mass audience, so you would say that this would go a long way in terms of availability of power for them, for the common man.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at, for instance, what we have witnessed the last 10 years, we have come a very, very long way. There was time not so long ago, just 10, 11 years ago, when we still have large number of people who didn't have access to electricity. If you go by some data, we roughly have 34 crore people without electricity. One of the major reasons they didn't have access because we just didn't have the coal and we just didn't have sufficient amount of coal and we didn't have the kind of infrastructure to mobilize power to each village and every household. The picture over the time we have seen now every single village in the country has electricity. Electricity has reached to every household across the country from north to south to east to west. And at the same time, electricity, you know, household needs, so the villages need, so the cities need, or the industry needs is now available. So when the production has gone up now to this scale, which means that power plants, as we said, that, you know, large majority of our power plants are actually coal fired. So now they would have more easy availability of coal. And which in common man's language, that means wherever you are in the country, whether you're in the northeast or you're in the east or you're in the north and the south and the center or the west, you now have actually more electricity, not only available, but available in a kind of, in a more sustainable manner. So when you look at all these developments, these are very, very significant. And if let me compare this, what we have achieved in India and what's happening around the world. I mean, if you look at the world, we're the second largest producer of coal. We are the third largest producer of electricity. And we are actually the fastest large economy today on the planet. So when you look at all these things, that we are also growing large economy in the world, and we are second largest producer of coal and the third largest producer of electricity, I think this actually goes very, very well. And this paints a very, very good picture as far as India's present and future is concerned, especially in the context of energy.
In 2020, amid COVID, government took up several reform measures. Commercial coal auctions was one of them. How significant has this been in terms of enhancement of our coal production?
When you look at the history of coal, I mean, initially, of course, majority of coal was actually produced by private players. In some cases, even individuals. I'm talking the deep history. But then along the way, we saw that, you know, coal mines were nationalized, and we saw the emergence of Coal India and some other players. And then we have also seen at the same time government moving with the time, moving with the requirement of the industry and the economy, that, you know, government introduced a number of new reforms. For instance, amendments in the Mines and Mineral Development Regulation Act, and at the same time going for auction of coal blocks by inviting private players, which has, of course, changed the scenario quite significantly, in the sense that many of the players now in coal mining, both in the private sector and also in the public sector, they are using now new technologies, they are using new practices, and there is a kind of new enthusiasm. Of course, there are always challenges when you are in a mining area like coal. You can't deny that there are no challenges. There are, of course, challenges. But the new move by the government to bring in reforms, to bring in private players, I think have kind of infused new energy in the whole sector. And when you see now the new data in terms of production, those reforms, that's new technology, the new practices and privatization, role of private players and all have contributed quite, quite significantly. And I think, and it's a long journey, because coal is going to remain very significant for India's energy security, is going to remain a very significant player in the India's energy, particularly power generation landscape. So these reforms need to continue. And my own sense is that we are going to see further reforms in the coal sector, further role of the private sector in the coal sector, and also modernization, deployment of, you know, cutting edge latest technology, which is already happening. And at the same time, coal production in such a way that emissions are minimum possible, and at the same time, production in such a way that the contamination as minimum as possible. So reforms, technology, and the role of coal in India's energy security. These three are the major players, and I think we're doing pretty well as a nation.
Right, you're right in the sense, because not just energy security, as you said, it would help up the economy as a whole by bringing in private investments. So when you talk about lowering emissions, India has an ambitious target of 500 gigawatt non-fossil. Renewable is a very major part in that. Along with that, we have a new target of adding 80 gigawatt of thermal power plants, coal-backed power plants by 2032. So how do you see these two things going hand in hand?
First of all, it's important when we talk of India, we talk of our requirements, our challenges, and our national goals, and our national goal of a developed India of Viksit Bharat by 2047. So we should not really go for comparison with any other country, because our situation and our challenges are quite unique in many ways. And we are on a very different journey. We are in the global south, but we are in a journey to be a developed nation by 2047. When you look at the history of nations, it's like tomorrow morning. So we are a nation in hurry. Now, in such a situation where we have large requirement of energy, electricity in particular, so on the one hand, what we are doing is that we are going for renewable energy, or so-called green energy, as aggressively as possible. We have committed to the world, let's say you talked about, by 2030, we have a certain agenda. By 2040, now we have a certain agenda. So we are moving in that direction. But at the same time, and in fact, we are moving faster than any developed country that you can think of, much faster. But at the same time, we are also doing very well and moving, pushing hard in terms of traditional sources of energy like oil, gas, coal in particular, when it comes to power generation. So going aggressively for renewable does not mean that we should slow down or we should invest less in the traditional sources of energy, particularly coal. So therefore, what we are doing is, because don't forget one thing, when you look at data, and they look at data honestly, renewable energy is only supplementing traditional energy. Bulk of energy in India is still coming from the traditional sources. Not only in India, globally, 79.80% energy is still coming from traditional sources of energy like coal, oil and gas. So in India, we need to incentivize both at the same time. As I said, that the requirement of our energy is so much, and it's still, our target is to go back to the 8%, 8.5% GDP growth, which means that we are going to need even more energy. So we are doing exceptionally well in green energy, but green energy is only supplementing so far. Time will come when we actually, you know, green energy will actually start playing much bigger role in terms of the overall energy mix, and our dependence on fossil fuels will go down. But here we are talking about 25 to 30 to 40 years. This is a long, long journey, because our net zero target is 2070. So right now we are doing both. The only thing that we are doing, and we are doing it very, very well, is that even in traditional sources of energy, such as coal, we are bringing in the best available technology. We are bringing in the best available practices, so that the, you know, contamination of air or earth or water is minimum. Because one thing is very clear, what we cannot compromise with is the growth. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go for economic growth, our target is 8.5%, 9% and all that, because we need that as a nation in order to eradicate poverty and go for faster economic growth. We need both. So therefore, our focus on coal needs to be as strong, as single-minded as, for instance, for renewable energy. For us, we are doing exceptionally well in both, and that's what we need. As I said, our challenges are different. In some developed countries, they probably can focus entirely only on green energy because they've already developed. In some other countries, they might have some other reasons because they're blessed with a lot of other sources of energy.
Right.
But when we look at us in terms of energy security, the only thing that provides us kind of 100% security, that is coal. Oil we import roughly 98%, gas we import roughly 56%, and renewable energy also we import a lot of these panels and cells from China, other places.
Exactly.
But when it comes to independence, energy independence, is the coal which is the best guarantee.
Right. It's a very important thing you have said, that coal is the prime thing which should give us energy independence. One question, coal gasification is what the government is focusing on in terms of transition. Could you give view in terms of how this is important in the alternative use of coal, and also how pragmatic is it for India?
The government strategy is very smart. The whole idea is that we have plenty of coal available in the country. So in order to reduce our dependence on the one hand on imports of gas and, you know, other similar commodities, and at the same time to basically use coal in such a way, in other form, so that we can bring down emissions as aggressively as we can. So the one way to do it, which India is doing, which China is doing, and some other countries are also trying to do, is to basically gasify coal, to convert that into gas, and then use that gas. So we started taking steps in that direction several years ago. But over the past 5-7 years, the government has been very, very aggressive in terms of reforms, in terms of facilitating it, in terms of auction. It's basically gas, but it's coming from coal. Let's not forget one thing for your listeners, that whether it's oil or natural gas and coal, these are all fossil fuels. So which means that, you know, it's very easy to convert coal, other things into gas, and to convert to gas into liquefied natural gas or coal into gas. There, of course, you know, technology required, and there is a lot of investment and so on and so forth. That's a different territory, but it's possible. So we are doing aggressively that, and the results are very, very good. Companies which have invested in coal-based gas, majority of them are doing very, very well.
Thank you for your deep insights into the coal and energy space and energy independence India is looking at.
You are listening to a discussion on India's significant progress in coal production. The participants were Narendra Taneja, energy expert, and Rituraj Barua, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.